This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, let's call the whole thing on. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're planning on not paying alimony when you retire, you probably ought to think about a new retirement strategy. This was the case of a Massachusetts judge and his wife who decided to get divorced after 37 years of marriage. They entered into an agreement that provided alimony would continue until the wife's remarriage or the death of either party. The court said that provision clearly stated when alimony support should cease and retirement was simply not on the list. The judge argued he'd retired from the practice of law and was without earned income, so his alimony obligation should be terminated. The court said, while we recognize there may be insufficient income for each party to enjoy the standard of living they'd enjoyed during their marriage, the former judge hadn't reduced his standard and his wife continued to need financial support. The court said a party who moves to end alimony must demonstrate a material change of circumstances. And all things considered, the judge failed the bar. The court added he could have done a different deal, but may have had to pay more up front. So divorce is never easy, and if you're shy on retiring, you can still retire. You'll just be shy some money. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.